Some taxi associations are aware of the problem and have launched premium taxi schemes to improve their services. However, to solve the problem once and for all, it takes more than the good intentions of a handful of people in the industry. It is necessary to reform the system. The government's plan to launch a premium franchised taxi scheme, which is aimed at not only tackling the problem of packpies created by Uber, but also improving the taxi service and encouraging competition, is a step in the right direction. The introduction of franchised taxis, if looked at from taxi drivers' point of view, will only create more job opportunities instead of causing any problems. The addition of 600 franchised taxis is not likely to threaten the survival of the 18,000 taxis currently on the streets either. Furthermore, given the higher fares of franchised taxis and the fact that they and the ordinary taxis are in different markets, it is impossible for premium taxis to take the place of ordinary ones. If the taxi industry is willing to work ceaselessly to improve its services, it should not be afraid of the competition, since ordinary taxis still have a price advantage.